Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform with one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite.
Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/stereo. netsuite.com/stereo.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Tonight's guest is Marshall. Marshall, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Vic. Good to be here.
Well, it's great having you. Thank you for your time. Marshall, please give us a brief bio on yourself.
I'm a 61-year-old retired body man and painter. I love the great outdoors. I grew up in the woods most of my life and had a few experiences with these creatures that you've brought me here to talk about today.
To say that you've had a few dogman encounters is a huge understatement, as the listeners are going to hear. You've had tons of experiences with them. From what I understand, Marshall, your parents took you to see the legend of Boggy Creek when you were a kid. What kind of an effect did that have on you?
Scared the dickens out of me, Vic. Being a young kid in the early 70s, at the time we lived in Indiana, and it was kind of one of these things. We had a big bay window in our bedroom in a mobile home that my parents had bought way back in the sticks. Anyway, it come a habit at night to sit there and watch out that window. And I think the whole thing was just based on fear from a little kid seeing something big and hairy like that to it turned into trying to conquer that fear as I become a man. And I got interested in these animals at that point.
When you would sit and look at that window, you probably had nightmares about the possibility of a big hairy arm busting through that window and grabbing you, didn't you?
Yeah, it was pretty hairy. I was in a room with two other brothers, and we all felt the same way about it. It's pretty scary for a kid. It really is. And especially when you live as far out in the boonies as we did.
Oh, sure. No, I totally get it. Yeah, I saw the legend of Boggy Creek when I was a kid, too, and I definitely know what you mean about everything regarding that movie.
Yeah, I think the hand through the window was the one that got me.
Yeah, that was pretty creepy. If you'd like to be able to listen to the show without ads and have full access to bonus content, that's an option. To find out how, please go to dogmanencounters.com/podcast. Speaking of fear, when you were living in an apartment complex in Jeffersonville, Indiana, you had an encounter with something that wasn't a dogman that scared you to death. What's the story behind that?
Yeah, Vic. I was on the phone with a friend of mine who's a helicopter pilot in Vietnam, an older gentleman. We're real close. And it was about 1:40 in the morning on November the 2nd, 2015. And I had just come out of my bedroom. I left my bedroom light on, so there was just a little bit of light going into the living room. And we had those vertical blinds, and they were like half open. So when I walked into the room, the animal was had it just went past that and had its back to me. So in order to see me in the house, he would have had to turn completely around. And I've seen a lot of dog men, but this was no dog man. I've heard a lot of people give their testimony, and it's true. A dog man normally has a very large head, but this animal didn't. It had a yellow head like a German Shepherd, and he looked like his back was V-shaped like Arnold Schwarzenegger on steroids. And it had a tail about 3 feet long, and of course had those dog hind legs, and approximately about 8 feet tall, somewhere in there, 9 maybe. And kind of caught me off guard. And my friend was on the phone with me. I said, "Man, you're not going to believe this." And I told him what happened. And my wife came out. And first thing I went down, of course, I got a gun because I had no idea what this thing was going to do. And the strange thing about that, Vic, come to think of it, there was a strange fog that night in the parking lot there. The parking lot was between the two buildings. We were on a corner apartment. And it was a really strange, patchy fog. It's just like spots here, spots there, spots here. Just something I've never seen before. So it made me think that there's maybe something more to this than just the weather. And I'll tell you what, it left me shaking. I went and pulled my gun out, and I thought it was going to come around the corner of the building and come through my bedroom window. So I just kind of, being in the military, I kind of squatted there and thinking, well, if it comes in, I'm going to try anyway. I'm not that a 9mm would even phase it. But it did scare me a little bit. That one did.
Well, I bet it did. Yeah, that's awfully frightening.
But there is a difference between the dog man and the werewolf, and I believe that was a werewolf. The head is much smaller than the dog man. At least on this particular animal it was. And it was just like a brown-colored fur on him, and then the head was like that yellowish German Shepherd color. But very odd and rather terrifying in a sense.
Oh, I'm sure it was. Yeah, I can only imagine. Marshall, you've had more dogmen encounters than you can shake a stick at. Are you afraid of dogmen?
No. No. And Vic, the reason I do that is because, like I said, when I first saw the movie The Legend of Boggy Creek, I used to do a little fighting, and you learn to face your fears. And I think that's the biggest challenge of it for me was just to see, you know, how close I could get. And once you're not afraid of it, then your head's more open to studying it and, you know, grabbing a little research on the animal. But these things are more common, I think, than what people actually know. For example, I would like to give you an example of something that was more of a threatening kind of thing. Out in Coshocton County, Ohio, it's very preserved out there. And one night about 10:30, I was camping out that night. I was the only one in the campground. They had like a little 8-slot, 9-slot place where you can back a trailer into. And I went out there and set up my tent, had my Labrador Retriever with me. I just got finished eating, and I got to put on my night vision. I had one of my night vision scopes. And there's only one way in there, Vic, and one way out. And the road come in, and it just does a turnabout. And you've got hills on three sides. So there's only one way in, one way out. I got up with my night vision, and I shot the scope down in the road there where there's a little bit of a field area just before, not a very big area, just a real small lot-like type thing with deep grass, and then it runs right into the side of the hill. And on the other side of the road, there's a ditch actually on both sides. One's pretty deep, but the other one kind of show. But anyway, it was at, like I said, 2:30 at night, and it was real dark that night for some reason. And when I looked at the scope, I had to recheck it again. I saw something take that road in about a step and a half. And the thing was so black against the black night ground, you could see it, but it blends in real well. And the animal had to have been at least 11 or 12 feet tall, this one was, because I got in the back of my truck a day or two after that. And when it took the step, the gate, or whatever this was, its eyes were glowing. They looked like they were about a foot apart. And, you know, you get that reflection when you're looking through night vision. And Vic, that thing, when it would take a step, its head would come out of the limbs that were overhanging the road. The head would drop down because the eyes were glowing. And then when it finished the gate, its head would go back up in there. And it went once or twice back and forth across the road. And then it come on my side where I'd set up my tent. And I noticed my dog got on guard real quick. And I seen it kneel down. It looked like it was on all fours down in that ditch area that runs right up next to the hill there at the base of one of them. And that little ditch run right up behind where my tent was on the other end.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform with one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite.
Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/stereo. netsuite.com/stereo.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
I watched my dog, and she went close to that edge. There was just a little line of bushes between the dog and whatever this is. And Vic, I'm going to tell you something. I've heard people talk about how the ground vibrates, but this was far beyond that. And if you ever seen a dog try to open a truck door, my dog made a dire run for the truck. It was scratching, trying to get in. And I've never heard or seen anything like that, because even in the eastern part of the United States, Bigfoot's usually not around 12 feet, usually around 8, 9, 10, or dog man. So I couldn't get a good view on the head very well, but the eyes was the main thing that stood out. But I think it was going to kill me. And that's exactly what I thought. So what I done is I got my dog in the truck, threw my tent in the back of the truck. I didn't even bother taking it down. Built the dirt on the fire and backed up, locked it in four-wheel drive. And there's only, like I said, one way in, one way out. And I floored. And then at that same area, just across the hill, I had another encounter with one. Back then, I had just a camcorder, and I was videotaping. It was getting close to dark. And again, I don't know exactly what this is, but I didn't get that good of a look at the head. It was real muscular, but skinny. And I turned around, and I know better than to look a wild animal in the eye. That's just something you just, if you've lived in the woods most of your life, it's not a healthy thing to do. And when I turned around, I just noticed it in the corner of my eye. So I got my backpack together and shut my camera down and everything was, and I wouldn't look at it, but I kept watching it through the corner of my eye because I had to go deep where this was between a ridge, and there's a big open area between these few ridges, almost like a beach area. It's kind of like small, tiny rock, sand. And the ridges are about, I would say, at least 50, 60 yards apart. And if you were going in, I would be on the right hand end of it, closer inside to the woods. And when I looked back through my corner of my eye, this thing was, looked like it was trying to bend its body around the tree. It looked ridiculous. The tree was about 5 inches around, and this big animal was trying to mold its body to the shape of that tree. And I had a bad feeling. I had a gut feeling it was going to break my neck. So that was probably the most hairiest things that happened out in Coshocton County with me. As far as dog man out there, if this was a dog man, I don't know. To this day, I don't know. But I had another experience, Vic, where these animals are so unpredictable. And the way they act in one area where I was, where I come up here in Franklin County, and how they acted there was different. All these animals that I've seen out there were black. All of them were black. And I never noticed any glowing eyes, so I assumed the eyes were black. I don't know why, but this animal, this is not the one with the one I just told. This is a different day I was there. But I made a pan from on top of the ridge. I kind of moved the camera kind of fast across the thing. I was getting ready to put my stuff up and go. And something strange showed up on the film. And this is why I've never been able to understand this. It was a dog man. This was a dog man. And its body was real muscular but skinny. And when I made that fast jolt with a sweep to the right with the camera, the rest of the woods was blurry, except for that, where that thing was standing and the tree it was standing in front of. And what it puts you in mind of is the thing actually came out of the tree, is what it actually looked like. I don't know if there's a spiritual implication to these animals or anything like that, but I've seen some real strange things out there.
It sure sounds like you have.
Yeah, it's a different place altogether. It's public land out there. We had a place out there where, it's an encounter every time you go. It's just an encounter every time you go. That's just the way this place is. It's public land, so anybody can go on it. I'll reveal, like I said, that one, but the other one is too close to home. And the rangers and stuff, for some reason, they've actually put out cameras on the one here in more of the western part of the state. But this dogman, I've read before where people have said that they're able to make themselves look like a tree or camouflage themselves, something like this. And that's exactly what it looked like. And how that video could have come out so clear and just that blur, I don't know.
Well, I don't know how they do it, but they do a lot of things that are hard to understand. If you've had a dogman encounter and would like to speak with me about it, whether in private or on the show, please go to dogmanencounters.com and submit a report. If you've had a Bigfoot sighting and would like to be a guest on one of my two Bigfoot shows, please go to mybigfootsighting.com and let me know. All right, Marshall, please tell us about your dogman encounters now. Give us every last detail that comes to mind.
Okay, close to where I live is where I've had most of my encounters with just the dogman. One, for example, is my grandson likes to go out with me, and we used to go out at night a little bit. And we went pretty back into these woods that, you know, I've been going there since I was in my late 30s, and I'm 61 now. But I've been going back there quite a lot for a lot of years. And him and I were sitting down on a log. We was getting ready to pack it all up and get out of there. And there's a lot of probably 10 or 15 little deer trails, animal trails, and you got to get the right one to get out where you want to get. And him and I were getting ready to leave. And Vic, I never heard such screaming and commotion. What I believe to be, they were in a half circle is what they were. And probably, I would say, in a 50-yard distance, but making a half a circle, and they were sweeping toward us. And they were yelling and screaming. I've never seen this before or since. And I assumed that they were in a hunting maneuver or whatever they, however they do that. But they drove us. They literally drove him and I out of there. And yet we didn't see him, but you could pretty much tell what it is by the way they howl and sounds like a hyena. And another night, I always pack when I go out. And no doubt a 40's not going to drop a dog, man, but it makes me feel better anyway. So we were out there, and it sounded like a couple of hyenas. On another night, on the other side of the road, in the same woods, they came after us that night as well. And it didn't sound like the normal kind of howling like I've heard before. Vic, this thing sounded just like a hyena. Just like a hyena. There was nothing different than, I think, than what they would sound like. That kind of laughing kind of weird cry that they have. And then we started seeing tracks. But I learned one thing about this. In some of the lower scrub areas out here in this area where I go, it seems like the population is thicker in these low scrubland areas than they are in the actual timber. Strangely enough, I can't figure it out, but that's where I've had a lot of them was in that area. And there's always finding like people's clothes out there. And I know that the state park people there had put up a line of cameras out when you get down toward the river. So I wouldn't swear to it, Vic, but I think they're very much aware of the population that's there. Because I've never seen cameras like these before. They've got little boxes, little small boxes, and they're wired together. It goes down about 20 yards, then another one, another 20 yards, and then another one, and they're all hooked together, and they run straight down through there. And those were cameras. So obviously somebody else is aware of them out in this area. I was out there in the afternoon. It was in the summertime. And in this particular area, there's an asphalt road that goes. It comes from the parking area, and it's a straight line to the river, straight line. And when you get about three quarters of the way there, it turns into grass. And it's just a dirt road from there out of grass, we would call it. But I happened to was walking down through, because a lot of times I just went out to spend time with my dog and just get out and walk a little bit. But Vic, I looked, and this thing looked like the hide of a wolf. Hide of a wolf without the wolf being in it. It was like somebody just reached in and pulled the animal out of it and left his skin, and it was burnt. So I don't believe a Bigfoot can stand jump that high, but I believe a dog man can. And it remained there for about 3 weeks and then it turned up gone. I assume they took it down, but I've never heard or seen anything like that. That was a little bit freaky to say the less. And another thing, in this particular area, there's a river. It's, I would say probably, 50 yards across. And then intersects into that is a creek. And you follow that creek, it will take you right into the main dogman area that's back there. But I've also been noticing a lot through the last few years is that the population has exploded out there. It's absolutely exploded, and Bigfoot as well.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform with one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite.
Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/stereo. netsuite.com/stereo.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off
my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin Marshall credit card bill.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I've seen some of the gentlemen and ladies on your show. Phenomenal stories. Phenomenal. And what's interesting is you hear a lot of certain patterns that other people have in their encounters that are laced right up with yours. And it's an intelligent animal. For example, I go out there quite often and the creek that runs off the river, it goes for a good while before it gets to this power line area. And I have sat and seen these things and filmed them on my cell phone, Vic. Just look like they're just walking in the creek. And you'll see one, then another, then another, then another, then another. And also I told you about the photo I took of the mother with the pups. She was black. Her head was turned looking at me. And she had pups with her. They were everyone black, but she had blue eyes. I couldn't really get a fix on the pups' eyes, but there was an awful lot of them. And I've seen these little ones in trees. I don't know what the area is or why there's so many of them in that area. I don't know. But I've never once, outside of being driven out for hunting reasons or something like this, they've never offered to do us harm. And I hear a lot of, you know, people saying that they thought they were dead, and I've had one or two of those, but these animals have got a different kind of spirit, I think, than what is traditionally known as their demeanor and how these animals would act. But Vic, man, this place is like a world inside of a world. I have never, in all my travels and studying this thing, and I've never seen anything like this. I don't know why. I've tried to figure it out. I don't know why deer populations are not that great. I don't think so. But it just seems like an area where they just, basically that's where they live. And as long as you don't bother them, they don't bother you. And I'm outside of taking their picture, they turn and look right at you, Vic. That's what kind of got me going. I listened to some of the other encounters and stuff like that. And usually people are terrified and this and that. This looks like a casual walk down the sidewalk to this creek. It's a very common thing. Another thing, I did a little time in Kentucky, too, when I was younger, outside of Staffordsville, Kentucky, Paintsville. I think I was right out of the Army then. I had run out of gas on 460, the highway. That's two-lane highway that runs up there I used to. And I had about a five-mile walk up this hollow. And it's like when you see a porch light, you're really grateful. And it was a full moon. It was just the moon had lit up everything. And I never got to see this animal, but it sounded like a cat bulldozer coming off the hill with rocket engines on it. We're talking deep, low breaks from the trees and the branches and things, and there's nothing could move that fast. I mean, there's just nothing could move that fast in that kind of thickets. And needless to say, I finished the last mile in record time. Here at where I live now, strangely enough, people have seen a lot more UFOs and all this kind of thing with these, and I've never drawn the line. I don't know what the correlation is. Honestly, I'm third part Native American, and it just seems to me that every animal or every human, no matter what it is, everything has its own spirit. That's what makes us different from one another. And I have learned that these animals are no different. Everything follows that pattern. And I think a lot of times in situations that I've been in, and I've just had those few couple close calls with these animals seeming like they're behaving out of what they normally would. And it's usually to do with hunting or mating, I'm sure. But it's like just a day at the office out here. And it just bewilders me on how is that even possible? How is this even possible? That the stories that I've heard where the animals are just absolutely vicious. I mean, absolutely almost seem like they're rapid. And then you go into an area like this, it's like another day at the office. I got the idea off the internet about doing a camera behind you thing. That really works. It really works great out there. And I don't know if that's an area of research for the government or the state. And like I told you before, the thing that blows me away is that the demeanor is totally different than anywhere else you go. There's got to be a reason why these animals are so laid back. And the thing that I told you in our earlier talk the other day, how these animals are, they're intelligent, but they're still a wild animal. And do I think they're as smart as a human being? No, I don't, because it's still a part animal. But I'd say, yeah, as far as a canine, they are very, very, very intelligent. My wife and my granddaughter, we went out to this area because my granddaughter's a young artist coming up. And we were photographing some flower bushes and stuff that's back in this dogman territory. And strangely enough, we started taking pictures of the bushes, but then other things started showing up. And for example, under, but I don't know what the name of the flower is, but real beautiful fiery red kind of bush. Underneath of it, we photographed three dogmen, and every one of them had the prettiest topaz blue eyes you ever seen. And it's just like they were laying under a bush because it was cool, but there was no alarming behavior, no sense of danger, no sense of anything. But we've done films out there where these lights, they're white, and they look about the size of a golf ball. And these things start, in broad daylight now, Vic, broad day, start falling out of the sky inside the woods. Just like it's like a drop of rain or something. I don't understand all this, but there's always a supernatural essence to this stuff, because these animals are, if you want my opinion, I don't think there's anything called a good dog man. I don't. I think that being what they are, that they have to kill to live along with everything else. You know, something has to die in order for us to live. Food or plants, milk, even the bacteria in the milk. Something has to die for something else to live. And my dog and I were out once in the field out here in this area. I call it our Bigfoot dog. We were out in a prairie grass field, and dog stayed with me all the time, this Labrador retriever. And we were knuckled down in there. And Vic, we heard these things coming out of the woods from about every angle you could think of. The dog was shaking so hard, and she just kept looking up at me, staring at me, staring at me, staring at me. And I think that is a good cue to get lost, because I think they had started a hunt. We weren't invited to the hunt, so I thought it'd be a good time to leave. So we got up and left. But it's not a polite way to ask you to leave. And another thing, people talk a lot about, you never hear much about them reproducing. I brought this up the other day. We were talking and about how the dog man is not a hybrid. And the example I've always looked at is the horse and the mule. A horse and a donkey can make a mule, but you can't breed them back. You can't breed them back. These things are producing offspring, and a lot of them, and a lot of them. And I think that a lot of our encounters with these animals, more and more happening, because I think they're here for a reason. And it just seems like that everything is turning south. And if you watch nature, you can pretty much tell what's going on everywhere else, because nature, that was my first Bible. But I started as a Bigfoot researcher just by myself, just doing it on my own. And back then, I didn't even know there was a dog man. But these Bigfoots with snouts on them and ears, pointed ears, you can't help but think, man, what is this? I've never heard a Bigfoot looking like a dog. I had no clue at all. And I did have a counter out there with one friend of mine. We dropped down off an end of a ridge one day, and we were looking around for sign. And I went back up on the top of the ridge where we had our equipment. And I had an old hunt box. It had a latch on it. It was camouflaged. And in order to try to get better footage, I made the box look like the other end of the camera. I know this probably sounds crazy, but it works. Because most animals, especially if it's got any kind of intelligence, all it knows one end of the camera from the other. And because it's got that black or trillion carp that comes out. And we sat up there on that ridge that day, and a friend of mine was down, and we were walking around looking for track, this, that, the other. And when I came back up on that ridge, Vic, I played back the recorder in that box. We put apple pieces and stuff because at the time we were researching Bigfoot, but the foot that landed in front of that box that was filmed was not Bigfoot. And amazingly enough, the camcorder was running, and it had that motion detector sensor on it where it turns on under motion. I had that thing sitting up there, and when I went back up there to check it, the cam had been on and then turned off.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform with one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite.
Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/stereo. netsuite.com/stereo.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
What happened was is that when I played it back, there was a cream-colored kind of shaggy dog print. It wasn't like these people talk about, you know, it's, you know, like a short-haired dog or something. This wasn't like that. And I happened to look up, Vic, and there were two trees that were making a fork as it comes up. And I just happened to notice that head between the trees, but yet looking over another log, so you got one going vertical and horizontal. So what this I didn't tell you, but what happened was, is I thought, well, there's one good way to get a reaction out of this thing, and that's run straight at it. And it was only about probably 25 yards from where I was standing. Vic, when this thing stood up, I ran right at it. It was behind a little fallen tree that had pretty much rotted, but the color of gray, this particular one, not the cream colored one, the gray one, this thing stood up, Vic, and you talk about intimidation, but it did not attack. It did not attack us, didn't do nothing to the friend I was with or me, and it turned and gone, but it stood all the way up, and the hair was hanging off of its forearms a little bit. You know how the arms are real long from the forearm to the fingers and shorter in the upper part, and this thing stood up, Vic. Gone. Gone, man. Just absolutely kapoof. Gone. And so, in tying that in with the one that I told you about with the tree and when I was sweeping with the camera and how that focused that dog man in that tree, but everything else is blurred. I'm not any good with electronics like that, but there's stuff going on out there that's just not normal. And I noticed that also in the one with the cream-colored fur, whatever it was, just as soon as that camera turned on, there was a distortion and it went off. But just enough to get the photo of the foot that this box was on the ground at the end of the ridge. And it's just been a lot of things like that, Vic. There's been so many odd things, lots of little odd things that go on with these things. And, you know, most of the encounters that I've had have been very quick, very short, except for when it's making the crossing up those creeks. And my next project, I think, is going to be to go in there with a drone and just see how far or how many of those things are moving at one time. Because, Vic, I've seen as many as 7, 8, 9 of them at one time in the creek. And it's like the creek's built like a lot of rock and then islands and stuff like that. And they're using that as a funnel to travel from the river to that scrub area that I was telling you about. And the funny thing about this place is we've seen a lot of supernatural out there that can't be explained. But again, I've yet somebody to tie that in for me. How does it apply to dogmen? How does these lights look like white golf balls falling out of the sky in the woods? How is that tied into this stuff? I don't know. But I think the populations are exploding. And that I do know, Vic. They're exploding. And I think it's going to get to the point where with the economy and stuff, people like to hunt and stuff. And I think it's going to cause problems. I think there's going to be a lot more collisions between these animals and people in the near future. I certainly do. Like with my granddaughter and stuff, she goes out to me quite a bit. And we photograph these things. It's almost in every time. Almost in every time, Vic, when we go out there. Almost in every time. And that's really got my curiosity up is why? Why so many? Why this area? I mean, the habitat's good for something like that to live. But the deer population ain't all that great. I don't think they are. And it's a public hunting area.
When you take your granddaughter out there with you in the places where you know as a fact the dogmen are, do you have any concerns about her safety?
Yeah, I'm armed, but I would not put her in a situation. But Vic, they've never showed anything outside of just moving you out of their hunting area at the time they're hunting. But I don't get this. A lot of people, and I don't doubt them at all. I believe that, you know, you've got good and bad in every animal. But these animals here, some of the things that people I've heard them say, and now that might be true out in western or eastern Ohio, but up this part, no, man. Those things are, people go in the woods and they automatically expect this kind of a thing to happen. That, you know, you're going with preconceived ideas. I'm going in here. These things are crazy. They're mad. They're going to kill us. And it's one thing I've learned in the military and just growing up in the woods and things. If you can overcome your fear, see, that's one thing a dog does is if it can make you afraid of it, it's got you. And I've experimented with that many times, just with dogs walking through alleys and stuff. If the dog knows you ain't afraid of it, he'll leave you alone. And that's my experiences I've had. And I think I carried that over into a lot of my research and stuff and my experiences with these things. Because, Vic, these animals are not responding in the way that I hear a lot of other people have it. But then some of them, I don't know who the lady was you had on your show, real fine lady, has kind of that kind of laid back kind of demeanor with them. And they don't bother her or anything like that. She said she had seen them on her property a lot. And that's the way it is here. It's not an aggressive game. This area I'm talking about, we're talking about dog man being vicious. And I found out when I go out there with the right attitude, these animals are not looking for trouble. They're looking to eat, but they're not looking for trouble. I've never seen this myself. Though that you've got them that would, I don't doubt that at all. And I've been driven out of there before, but Vic, these blue-eyed dogmen are not like anything else that I've seen out west or out in the eastern part of the state, a few red eyes, but most of what I deal with has been this blue thing. I don't know what the correlation is or anything, but I went in the woods one day, and I believe the good Lord gives us all a sense of when danger's around and when it's not. I've had instances, Vic, where I go out, I get out of my truck, and I start down the hill to this area and stop and turn around and go back because I got a real unsettling feeling that something isn't right. And I've learned to trust my instincts on a lot of this, and it's paid off. If people would listen to their instincts, if we don't go in there with an attitude, like, yeah, if I see one, I'm going to shoot the thing, man. And, you know, we go in there carrying that kind of a, demeanor, then that's probably what we're going to find. But if we go in there with a peace-loving spirit, like you would with human beings, I'd much rather deal with somebody with a personality like yours and then go out here and deal with somebody that's just downright obnoxious. There's a difference. And I think these things play over into the animal kingdom as well. And this is just my own research. Outside of those pushed out for hunting, I've never had a problem with them, Vic. Never. Never. And that's why I listened to your show last night about, I believe his name was Brendan. Phenomenal story.
Oh, yeah. That's Brandon Close, episode 190.
Oh, phenomenal story. Phenomenal. But my encounters are not like that. At all. At all. And I mean, this is going to sound ridiculous, Dick, but these are the kind you probably take your grandmother with you just so she can see them once, because they're not going to hurt you. They just never showed that. Never. I've had worse incidences with Bigfoot than I have with Dogman outside of being just chased out of the area. And I understood that. I understood that. Because if it would have been something more on the vicious, I'm going to kill you and eat you. Well, it would daily kept right on chasing until they caught us. But no, it's not like that. And this just got my curiosity. This is the one thing about these animals that just drives my curiosity crazy. Why are these animals so laid back and not so much in other areas, other places? I don't know. And I can feel these things all day long out there, all day long. These animals, I've never noticed them out being super secretive about moving. It's just not like that. I mean, yeah, they stay in cover as much as possible. But Vic, they're just blue-eyed black dogs. I've seen white ones. I've seen small ones up in trees with black eyes all over. I mean, they do got a fish source there. They've got crawdads. They got a lot of marmots, raccoons, possums, all that kind of stuff out there, and deer. You know, the idea, I think, behind research is to understand the animal in kind of the way it is with me, is to understand it in different scenarios. For example, a dog man of all things, Vic, this is what really stumped me. Dog men with the reputation that he has would sit there and look at us. And of course, I had to zoom in. She was a little distance from us, but she never got up. She never raised a whisker. And she just sat right there with the little ones down around her feet. She was sitting on a log and it was just sitting there. It was black, kind of a mangy looking grayish black coat, but it had breast. And this animal just sat there and looked at us.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Now that's an animal, a vicious animal with young. Normally, if that had been a grizzly bear, we wouldn't probably be having this conversation. But dogmen, I'd welcome anybody. If they know anything about this, I'd love to hear it. I just don't see the other side, at least in this area anyway. I don't know if it's because there's something in the area, or maybe there's beta waves in a lot of the other areas where these dog men have been real vicious, because beta waves will irritate a human being. And with the way we've got signals going through the air, frequencies and everything, it is possible that it's irritating them. That could bring on some kind of behavior like that. But I just haven't seen it, Vic. Not where I go. I have not seen it. I don't doubt anybody's encounter. And I believe them, every one of them. But I just haven't seen it myself. And that's just the thing that's got me riding the rail. I just can't understand how this is even possible. And I've never seen a Bigfoot and a Dogman fight out here. Nothing. And I've heard stories about people seeing, you know, look out their tent, a Bigfoot and a Dogman are fighting. We've never seen it. Never. So I'll tell you what, Big, if you ever find out anything on it, I'd love to hear it. It just really got me stumped. It really got me stumped. I've heard people, the one lady went, she was on her knees when the car situation happened, and it's like being in the wrong place at the right time. And but we're talking about an animal with such ferocity that make a normal wolf look sick. These animals got a reputation of kill, kill, and kill some more. I can't understand this. I don't know what's going on. Unless it's some kind of government experiment out there. They're experimenting with these things. I don't know what they're doing. But these ones are mainly the blue-eyed black ones, or black with black eyes and a few white ones. But that's about all I've seen out there, and a lot of them. So I don't know if it's a big family unit out there, a big bunch of them out there that are all related. I don't know. I have no clue. But it's definitely something that I think could use some more research in, and to find out if it's being caused by something irritating these animals to cause them to attack people, or is it over food? And why ain't that way everywhere?
Well, too, I'm not all that sure that it isn't a situation where people have been creating creepypasta, where they created a story where a dogman attacked someone or some people, and they present it as being factual, when in fact it's pure fiction. So maybe that's what's the case in most of these instances.
You know, Vic, I think if, and this is my idea on it, this is my own personal idea on it, but I think if we would just hit the restart button on the research, because I think maybe we're going into this with preconceived ideas that we automatically think this thing's a vicious monster and it's going to rip us limb from limb. Or have we gone in there with a real peaceful demeanor? And that's the way I go in. Now, if I feel there's danger or something, no, I'm not going to go in there. I'm going to turn around and go right back. But there is something to this. As far as we know in North America, I've never heard of anything more fierce than this thing. And some of the encounters and things are just, I'm like, man, I didn't envy that person. You know, they're killing people's cattle and stuff like this. And I don't doubt that at all. I don't doubt that a bit. But there's something else with this. And maybe it's like Clydesdale is to a pony, or, you know, they're all in the horse family. But is there different types? Is there something to do with the personality of the animal, the color of the eyes? Or is it what it's eating? Or even how close to the public it lives? My granddaughter's sitting right over here, and she'd tell you, I would never take her into a deadly situation. We've never had so much as I've never heard them growling at me or anything like that. I've not heard them or even raise a whisker to me. I've never seen it. Not out there. Not out there, I haven't. We heard them run us out, but that's it. I knew that had to do with hunting, and they never bothered us. They never bothered us at all. So I think there's some truth to this. Somewhere, there's something that's connecting these chain links. We're leaving something out in my research. I think I've left something there that's doing this. It would make the difference between a vicious animal or a laid back one. So a tag dog or a lap dog. But I'm sure the government usually gets their hands in about it, a little bit of everything. But this is totally something different. Totally something different from the status quo, Vic. People are probably thinking this guy's really piling it on. No, I'm telling the truth. And my little granddaughter's sitting right over there, and she knows the truth. We don't go in there with any kind of a riot gear on, so to speak, and looking for a fight. We just go in there and kind of blend in with things, enjoy the outdoors, and never seen this kind of stuff. This is Marshall's big question. What's doing it? And does it affect the Sasquatch as well that's in the area? And that's one similar thing here too, Vic, is the Bigfoot act like they do. They're all laid back. Other than, like I said, driving us out of there a couple of times for hunting, that's about it. So I don't know. I just don't know.
Well, smart as both the Sasquatch and Dogman are, I'm pretty sure they realize that if they started making a habit out of killing people in any particular area, that's going to draw tons of people to that area. And yeah, that's the last thing they would want.
But are they that smart, Vic? That's the question. Have anybody ever measured it? to see if they're smarter than, say, a Labrador Retriever, which is a very intelligent dog. We can't exactly go out there and steal a puppy and raise it, but there is something connected there. And another thing is that when you see a pattern in different types of animals acting the same way, then that's got to do with the food source or something else is going on, or the water. Something is going on, because when you draw everything into the equation, Vic, that means that that's either an area that somebody's doing some research in and that's a test site, or this is just a different type of dog altogether. I've never seen nothing like this. I've seen violence out of Bigfoot out east, but not here. And I know Bigfoot's Bigfoot and Dogman's Dogman, should be. The only thing I've ever heard on this subject, and you're more of an expert on it than I am, but it's the eye color. People say that the red ones are more violent, or the amber-eyed ones. And I've heard that the blue ones, somebody said that ice blue look is, they're more tame, more the husky look. I don't know. But I think this, when we figure this out, I think it's going to be a big step in the right direction. If it's a breed, or if it's something they're eating, if it's the air, if it's whatever. But something is changing the animals in this area. Now, mind you, it used to be a city dump. And I've seen yellow ooze coming out of the ground, but I don't think Dogman would drink that junk. But it's just a very interesting thing to find out. And another thing, Vic, this kind of comes to my mind. Did you ever see the test that Russian scientist did on like a bull or a cat or a dog, where they put that thing in its brain and they flip a switch and the dog goes ballistic? And then they turn the switch off and then it's just a mellowed out dog. And I can't help think that maybe some kind of testing like that could be going on or has gone on with these animals. Because, like I said, you know more about it than I do, but the military using them or whatever all that is, I don't know. But whatever is going on out here, it's not just affecting the dog man. It's affecting other things. And like I said, if it was a real violent killing slaughter field, I wouldn't go there. But to see this, and you see all this other stuff, and then you're just like, what's going on here? I guess it's just the days we live in, the high technical age. But I know when they had the riots out in 1992 that they were found shooting beta waves over the people, and it irritated the people, and then they got a riot going, I heard. But you could do the same thing with an animal. Dogman is one serious. He's no lightweight in the fight. He's not a lightweight, and neither is Bigfoot. But when you see people and these animals getting along, that it makes me raise an eyebrow. Something's going on. Anyway, that's where my research is at this point now, Vic, is to find out what is doing this. I didn't mean to repeat myself so much, but it's just really got me. That's the one question I want to get answered. Whether it's environment, food, or the kind of people that go out there, or the experiences that these animals have had with people in the past. Maybe to the dog men, people not throw rocks at them or shot at them or all of this kind of thing.
We might not ever know the answers to all those questions or even one of those questions, but time will tell. Well, it's about time for us to get out of here, Marshall, but before we do you have any closing comments you'd like to share?
Yeah, I do. It's something that you've heard before. I totally recommend your show to anybody, Vic, and the one that drew me here was the fact that you really have a heart for the people, and I like that. You care about these people that have had some rather negative encounters, and man, you got a good thing going. You got a real good thing going here, and there's definitely a need for it.
Well, thank you, sir. I wouldn't have it any other way. I just feel so lucky to be in a position to be able to help. But having said that, I want to thank you so much for coming on and sharing these experiences with us. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me, Vic.
Well, you know, you're welcome. Thanks again so much. Have a great night.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.